wearing a kapel to work, the lenient halachic view. So Reb Moshe, in three different teshuvas, discusses the shaila of whether a person can go without a kapel where it's necessary for pranasa. So Reb Moshe does quote the Taz that going bareheaded is a problem at following chukas agoy, but he says that this is only going to be in a place where it's done for the sake of religious purposes. But he says we find that in Chutz Laaretz, he's talking about in America, he says even non-Jewish people who are not religious at all go around bareheaded. And therefore that shows that the norm there is not because of chukas agoy in America, but rather it's just because it's comfortable. And he also says that originally the wearing of kapel was not din d'oraisa, not din d'rabbanan. Rather, it's really a midas chasidus once you've done away with the taz. And therefore he says that it's not going to bear any more weight than a mitzvah aseh. And we discussed earlier on, the mitzvah aseh, a person does not need to give away more than a fifth of his what he owns to fulfill the mitzvah aseh. And therefore, so too says Reb Moshe, if a person can't get a job unless he removes his kapel, then one can be lenient and remove his kapel. However, Reb Moshe says these ideas over three teshuvas, but what comes up from the various teshuvas are certain limitations in this leniency. Number one, it needs to be a substantial loss. That's what he says in Aruch Chaim, Chelek Dalad, Siman Beis. It's got to be substantial loss. Now, what does this mean, practically speaking? It means that if a person has a job, but what he's got a side business he's trying to develop where he needs to take his capital off for, that's not going to help. Similarly, if a person's an owner of a business, it's just that he thinks, you know, he might not be able to get additional clients, etc., for wearing a capital, then that's also not a heter. It's got to be substantial loss. Number two, Reb Moshe says in Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Siman Tzadi Gimel, that it only applies to the workplace itself, but once the person leaves the building, then he needs to be wearing a kapel. Even he says, even if it'll be uncomfortable for him to be seen by his co-workers with a kapel when he doesn't wear one in the office. But that's what he says. And thirdly, he says in Yeridei Chilek Dalad Simon Yud Aleph that if the employer specifically doesn't want him to wear a kapel, but would be okay with him wearing a cap, for example, then he should wear the cap. So that is the more lenient view. It wasn't only Reb Moshe. There was the Teshuvas of Yerushas Plata, of Reb Yoel Katz, who discussed this was a pre-war Pesach, who discussed the Shaila. And he also quoted a lenient ruling of the Netas Soirik, who said the same sort of idea as Reb Moshe. He said it slightly differently. He said the whole chukas hagoy of not wearing a kapel, that's only when you're doing something religious. Meaning when they specifically bare their heads for religious services. That was the chukas hagoy. But he says if you're being involved in something which isn't considered the religious activity per se, for example going to work, then he said that wouldn't apply. Rather you'd then be left with the midas chasidos, and one won't have to lose his parnasa for that. That's what the Netar Soirik said. And Reb Yoel Katz in Yerushas Plata, again, this is pre-war. So this is, again, if a person realizes he's not going to have any parnasa, then he can remove his kapel. So these are the more lenient views, as we said, with the limitations. One more time, the limitations, substantial loss, only on the premises, and a person has to seek out what other options there are to wear a kapel. So far we've seen the strict views, we've seen the lenient views, and Be'ez Hashem, we will discuss some other issues tomorrow. We'll discuss about if a person isn't wearing a kapel and work, what to do regarding brachas, what about wearing it only for the interview, and then we will, mit Hashem, conclude this inyan either tomorrow or the next day.